Today's daf is Brachis Daf Chof. We are four lines from the top of Daf Chof Amid Aleph, Amalei Rapopal Abaya. Today's daf is being learned as a Schus Refuah Shalema for Shlomo Ben Sarah Aliza. So Daf Yutes Amid Beis was a hashtag classic daf, the sugya of Godel Kovet Abriyos, Shedoicha Loisa Se Shebetayra. The Gemara now is going to digress. We'll see in the course of the Gemara the very subtle connection that the Gemara we're learning now had to do with Daf Yutes Amid Beis. Amalei Rapapa Labaya, Rapapa told Abaya, Maichna Rishonim Disrachish Lu Nisa, Umaichna Anan Deloy Misrachish Lu Nisa. So Rapapa turns to Abaya and said that I observe a Yuridus Adoiris as it relates to being able to perform Moifsim. The Friya de Gedoiris, they were able to perform miracles. We don't have that same ability. What's the reason? Imishum Tanuye, is it because that maybe we don't know as much Torah as they did? But he said it's not true because B'shnei de Rab Chiya, Kulei Tanoi ben Ezikin Hava. In the times of Rav Yehuda, who was an earlier generation than Rav Papa and Abaya, all the learning was in Seidin Ezikin. It was in the three Bavas, Bava Kamu, Bava Metziah, Bava Basra. Va'anan komas nidon Shisha Sidre. Us, we learn all Shisha Sidre Mishnah. Not just that, he said, I'll prove it to you. Because Chiyavi Mati, Rav Yehuda Ba'uktzin, because Rav Yehuda would learn Mesechtes Uktzin. Mesechtes Uktzin is in Seidin Tyrus. It's the last Mesechta in Shisha Sidre Mishnah. And it was Chazal's paradigm of a very difficult sugya. So we say, Tokfu Kayin. Once upon a time, Chazal, when they wanted to bring out something really, really hard, they would say Mesachtus Uktzin. So Reb Yehuda would learn Uktzin, he would come to the Mishnah, Isha Shekhetesh's Yerek Bigdeiro, which incidentally is a Mishnah, not a Mesachtus Uktzin, but rather Mesachtus Tyrus. Va'amri lo Samsen, when he came to the Mishnah of Zaysen Shekhovshan B'Tarfeyim Tahirim, doesn't matter what the pshat in that Mishnah is. The point is, Omar, Reb Yehuda would comment, and he would say, Avayis the Rav Shmuel Kachazin HaHachla. This is as difficult as some of the shailas that Rav and Shmuel used to say. Reb Yehuda was a Talmud of Rav, Amar Reb Yehuda, Amar Rav. Reb Yehuda was also a Talmud of Shmuel, Amar Reb Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, throughout Shas. So Reb Yehuda, when he would come to Tyrus and Uktzin, he was felt a little confused. He was a little lost. He would remark, Havayis the Rav Shmuel Kachazin HaHachla. Said Rav Papa Tabaya, Vanan, Os, Komasninim, Bo Uktzin, Tlais. We could say 13 chaburas on every Mishnah, Mesachtes Uktzin. 13 different pshatim, says Rashi, in how to learn these Mesachtes. So it can't be that Rav Yehuda's generation was greater than our generation in learning. In the old days, they used to learn Bava Kamu, Bava Metziah, Bava Basra. We're fluent already in Shisha Mishnah. Yeah, if you Rav Yehuda, Kavi Shalom, Chad Masani, Yosem Mitra, where Rav Yehuda would daven for rain, as soon as he would remove one shoe as a sign of mourning, of Avelis, it would start raining. Vanan kom mitzarina nafshin. We literally put ourselves in tsar, we fast, do mitzavach kom atzavchinon, and we daven, but less the mashkech, but nobody seems to be paying attention to us. So Rav Papa's question Habaye was, why is it that the Rishonim, the earlier generations, were Mesrachish Lo Nisa, Umaychna Anan, Deloy Mesrachish Lo Nisa? Omalese, he told him, it's not because of learning, but rather, Kamoi Havikom Masri Nafshayu Akedushas Hashem. In the earlier generations, Yidden were Moise Nefesh Akedushas Hashem. Anan Loy Masri Nafshin Akedushas Hashem. But we're not Moise Nefesh on that same level. They were Moise Nefesh, they had miracles. We're not Moise Nefesh, we don't have miracles. And then he gave him an example, Abaye did to Rapopo, of a yid in a previous generation that was Moise Nefesh. Kodeh Rav Adam Barahava, Chazio Lahi Kutis, Dava Levisha Karbalta Beshuko. He saw a non-Jewish woman that was wearing a karbalta in the shuk. So it's not clear what a karbalta is, but it was a levush choshuv, says Rashi, and it was something that was not befitting for a Jewish woman to wear. The Aruch says it was red. Sovar, so Rav Adam Barahava sees this woman wearing a karbalta, and he thought, the Bas Yisraeli, that she was a Jewish woman. Come, he got up, kare mina, and he tore it off her. Igloi milsa tekutasi. They found out afterwards that she was a non-Jewish woman. So if she's a non-Jewish woman, obviously she's allowed to wear it. Shaimua ba'arba meyazuzi. And they penalized Rav Adam Barahava for what he did. He had to pay 400 zuzim. That was the penalty. Amaleis, he turned to this woman and he said, Mashmech, what's your name? He said, Matun. My name is Matun. Amralah. So he said, Matun, Matun, Arba Meyazuza Shavio. Pun intended. He said, Matun, which is 200 in Aramaic. 200, 200. You cost me 400 zuz. You see, Rav Adar Bar Rahava was Moise Nefesh. He was willing to potentially pay this 400 zuz fine because he felt that there was a woman that was doing something that was inappropriate. So you see that the Friya de Gedoiris, the Rishonim, were Moise Nefesh because they were Moise Nefesh. It's for that reason they were Srachish Lunisa. Rashi says that why did we just mention this Gemara? What's the reason? What does it have to do with Daf Yutes Amid Beis? So says Rashi, because Daf Yutes Amid Beis, we had this idea of Amoitzi Kalayim Bebigdoi Poishton Afilo B'Shuk, that a person should be willing to be Mevazah himself. He should be Moisen Nefesh, quote unquote, for Kiddush Hashem. He should live with the mantra of Ein Chochma, Ein Tfuno, Ein Eitzel, and Neged Hashem. That's precisely what Rav Ada Bar Rahava did. So the Megadim Chadashim, Rav David Yoel Weiss, adds to that, it's even more. Because what was the punchline of the Gemara? Hamoitzi kelayim bebigdoi afilo b'shuk. A person should even take his clothing off, even though it's embarrassing. And even though there's an idea of Gadol Kavod Abrius, but when it comes to Kiddush Hashem or Chilul Hashem, you should be willing to embarrass yourself. That's exactly what the story with Rav Ada Bar Rahava was, where he saw this woman that was wearing the Karbalta Kom Karimina. Either way, that's the very subtle connection between the two Gemaras. Says the Gemara, Rav Gidol used to sit at the entranceway of the mikvah. Amar luhu, and when women would come to be toivel, tefilas mitzvah, so he would tell them, hachi tefilu, vahachi tefilu. He would guide them exactly how to do a proper tefilah. From Tumas Nida, Amalei Rabbanon. So the Rabbanon told Rav Gidol, like, Mistafi, marmi yetzahara, how could you expose yourself like this and put yourself in such a vulnerable position? You're not worried about the yetzahara, Amar luhu. So he told him, Damyan Bapoy, the women that I see, to me they're kikoki chevari, they're like white keys. Meaning, it doesn't move me, I'm not impressed. As a result, I have nothing to worry about. Rabbi Yochanan says the Gemara, well-known Gemara, he too used to sit at the entranceway of the mikvah. Amar, he said, when the Bnei Yisrael emerged from the mikvah, after they toivel, let them look at me. And I'm very handsome, said Rabbi Yochanan. It's been a havelu zara deshviri kavasi. Like this, B'shas Tashmish, they'll think of me and they'll end up having children that will be as beautiful as I am. Amr Le Rabbanon. So the Rabbanon said, like, Kamistafi Marme Eina Bisha. You're not worried about Ayin Hara? Amr Lahusi told him, I'm not worried about Ayin Hara. You know why? Because I know Mizara de Yosef Kasino. Because I come from Yosef Atzadik, Vishalta Eina Bisha, was not subject, he wasn't vulnerable. The Ayin Hara was not able to be shoylet on Yosef HaTzadik. How do you know that? Because the Pasuk says, Bein Poiris Yosef, Bein Poiris Alei Ayin. So Pasha, what the Pasuk means to say is, Yosef was very handsome, he was very charming, Alei Ayin, he was very pleasing to the eye. But Chazal learned from Rav Avo, Al Tikri Alei Ayin, Ela Oilei Ayin, that he was able to go and rise above the eye. Meaning the eye has a certain koyach. The concept of Ayin Hara. Ayin Hara had no shlita on Yosef HaTzadik. So Rabbi Yochanan said a chiddush, that it wasn't just Yosef HaTzadik, but it's anyone that's Mizara de Yosef. And he, I know Mizara de Yosef Kasino. As a result, it's not something I worry about. Yosef HaTzadik Mehocha. He says, how do you know that anyone that comes from Yosef doesn't have to worry about Ayin Hara? Because the Pasuk says, HaMalach HaGoyel Oysi Mikol Ra. We know the Pasuk, Yivarech HaSana Arim. V'yikore Behem Shemi V'Shem Avoyse Avram V'Yitzchak V'Yidgu L'Roiv. This is Yosef Tzadik. This is Ephraim and Menashe. Bekerev Ha'aretz. It's mad dogim shabiyam mayim mechaser aleihem. Just like the fish are protected from ayin hara. Why? Because you can't see the fish. They're underwater. The ein ayin hara shaletes bem. Avzari shal Yosef. Ein ayin hara shaletes bem. The Ibai is saying a third makar that Yosef Tzadik is protected from ayin hara because Yosef Tzadik got this bracha mida keneged mida. Ayin shalei rotzesol lozom imasha ina shaloi. Yosef HaTzadik's eye, who didn't want to benefit from something that wasn't his, says Rashi, Eches by Tifar, so too Ein Ayin Hara Shelet this boy. That's why he himself is protected from Ayin Hara. So Rabbi Yochanan would sit Ashari Tefillah, and people commented. He says, aren't you worried about Ayin Hara? It's interesting. Rav Gidol used to sit Ashari Tefillah, and they came to Rav Gidol, they said, you're not worried about the Yetzahara? They didn't say anything about Ayin Hara. When Rabbi Yochanan said, they came to say, Rabbi Yochanan, you're not worried about Ayin Hara? They didn't say anything about Yetzahara. Something to think about. But they said, you're not worried about Ayin Hara? He says, no, I'm not worried. He says, you know why? Because I know Mizara the Yosef Kasino. I come from Yosef HaTzadik, and Yosef HaTzadik is protected from Ayin Hara. It's interesting. The Gemara says in Perek HaRoya, later in the Masechta, Daf Nun Hei Yomid Beis, Hei Man Da Ayel Lamasa. Somebody walks into a city, V'dachol Mi'ein Abisha. And he's worried about Ayin Hara. So what should he do? Linkoid Zikfa Diyada Diyamina Biyada Dismayla. He should take his right thumb and put it in his left hand, and his left thumb put it in his right hand. Either way, he should position his fingers and his hands in a certain way, v'lei mahachi, and he should say, Quote, Ana ployni bar ployness, mizari de Yosef kaasina de loisholta beyena bishosh. Nema ben pyrus Yosef, ben pyrus aliyoyen, afikri aliyoyen, elo oileyoyen. Yosef bechadina be mehachav, yudgulari be karabots. Our whole Gemara, fake the Marsha, he says, I don't understand that Gemara. Bishloima, Rabbi Yochanan, he knew he was mizari de Yosef. So if he knew he was mizari de Yosef, he knew he was protected. He knew for a fact that he came from Yosef HaTzadik. But any person, how does he know he's from Shevet Yosef? Maybe he's from a different Shevet. Says the Marsha to Terutzim. One terrace the Marsha says is that maybe this was an incantation. It was merely a lachash. Meaning it's not the pshat that he's being mechaven ano mizari di Yosef kasina, and as a result, based on Shuras Adin, I'm protected from Ayin Hara. Maybe not. But this is an incantation. This is a magical thing that you could say that will somehow protect you from Ayin Hara. Now, what's the Pashup Shad? Could be the Pashup Shad is because the Svarim say that Ayin Hara is like a lot of the heebie-jeebie things. The Gemara says regarding Zugoi, so once upon a time, if he did anything in peers, it was considered dangerous. So if he had two glasses of wine, that's the Gemara's example, it was considered dangerous. Ad Kidei Kach, 4 or 6, anything that's a multiple of 2. Besides for 10, Asiri Kodesh, Asiri was protected from Zugoi. But other than that, if you did anything in 2s, there was always a concern that Mazikin would come and somehow hurt you. It's a sugya arucha and perik arvei psachin. Why does the Gemara talk about it there? Because Bilel Pesach, we drink 4 glasses of wine. And the Gemara says, how do you drink 4 cups of wine? Why are you worried about Zugin? And the Gemara says, because Leil Pesach is Shimurim. It's Leil Shimurim in a Mazikin. And as a result, you don't have to worry about Zugas. But ordinarily, you do have to worry about Zugas. So the Gemara says, Tachlis. Do you have to worry about Zugas? Do you not have to worry about Zugas? Says the Gemara, Mandu Kapit. If someone's worried about it, he has to worry about it. Kapdina Bahadeh. Mandu Loi Kapit. If someone's not worried about it, Loi Kapdina Bahadeh. That it's not something you have to worry about. So there's an idea of Mandu Kapit Kapdina Bahadeh. Mandu Loi Kapit doesn't have to worry about it. Now, the Gemara says this about Zugas. This is an often misquoted Gemara. The Gemara says it about Zugas, but in the Svarim HaKadosh, the Chassam Sofer in many places. In the Svarim HaKadoshim, it applied to all Mazikin-related ideas. That there's a concept of Manda Kapit Kapitina Badeh. Could be that's the Pshat of the Marsha. There's a Lachash. It's not some magical remark that you say that makes all the Ayin Haras go away. The point is, if a person feels Anam Mizar Di Yosef Kasina Dalai Shalta Be'enos, you're like Kapit. Manda like Kapit, like Kapitina Badeh. Not sure, above my pay grade, but could be that's Pash Pshat in what the Marsha means. The Gemara over here mentions that Rabbi Yosef was very handsome, and as a result, he would sit Ashari Tefillah. Now, this Gemara that we have here is actually an abridged version of a longer Gemara in Masechtas Bava Metzia, Daf Pei Dalet Amud Aleph. Over there, the Gemara actually begins its discussion with the beauty of Rabbi Yochanan. Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan said, Ana Ishtairi Mishviri Yerushalayim. We quoted this Gemara on Daf Hei Amud Beis. I'm from the remaining handsome people of Yerushalayim. Says the Gemara, Hayman the boy Mechsi Shufid Rabbi Yochanan. If somebody wants to be able to be toyeim the beauty of Rabbi Yochanan, so the Gemara gives you an experiment that you can make. You'll have an idea, and the Gemara says, that's me'ain shufri de Rabbi Yochanan. Then the Gemara goes on to say as follows. Shufri de Rav Kahana was me'ain shufri de Rav Avo. Shufri de Rav Avo was me'ain shufri de Yaakov Avinu. Shufri de Yaakov Avinu was me'ain shufri de Adam Arish. Afraid the Gemara, here you tell me Rabbi Yochanan said, I know ishtari mishvi de Rishalayim. And if somebody wants to see, get an idea, a glimpse of the Shufrid Rav Yochanan, you should do this and you should do that. So what's the Gemara's kasha? How come when Chazal listed all the handsome people in history, why didn't Rav Yochanan make the cut? Right, the Gemara says Shufrid Rav Kahana was made Shufrid Rav Avo, Shufrid Rav Avo was made Shufrid the Yaakov Avinu, Shufrid the Yaakov Avinu was made Shufrid Adam Arishon. Right, the Gemara Vilu Rav Yochanan like a chashav lahu. Shani Hasim says the Gemara Rav Yochanan was different. The Hadras Panav Layavila, because Rav Yochanan didn't have a beard, and because he didn't have a beard, we're only counting tzaddikim that had a hadras ponim. Rabbi Yochanan didn't have a hadras ponim, and because he didn't have a hadras ponim, he doesn't count. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yochanan have a osv yosv shari tefila. And then the Gemara brings this whole story, and then the postscript to this story, which is, this is all classic, that's also well known, as the Gemara says that Rabbi Yochanan was once in the Yarden, Chazi Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish saw him, and Reish Lakish at the time was a well-known robber or listim, and he turned to Rabbi Yochanan, and Rabbi Yochanan looks at him, he sees what he was doing, he tells him, Chel Chalai Raisa. He says, someone with the strength and the energy that you have, if you would only channel it in the right direction, you think the Eivishter gave you this koyach to be a listen? He gave you this koyach, so you should be able to learn Torah. So what did Rish Lakish tell Rabbi Yochanan? He told him, Shufreich Lenashi, someone as handsome as you, why are you Beis Medrash? He said, it's wasted a Beis Medrash, Shufreich should be Lenashi. So he made a deal with him. He says, I'll tell you what. He says, you think I'm handsome, I have a sister that's even more beautiful than I am. If you agree to learn Torah, I'll let you marry my sister. And Rish Lakish was Makabal Torah, Shaloi Lishma, and he ended up becoming the great Rish Lakish. Either way, this is the context over there. This is the Gemara Bava Metzia Daf Pei Dalet Amud Aleph. I'll tell you one interesting thing. There's a Rashi in a few places in Shas where Rashi talks about the Shufri de Rabbi Yochanan, and Rashi quotes the Gemara Bava Metzia that we just quoted, and Daf Pei Dalet Amud Aleph. And Rashi over there, talking about Rabbi Yochanan, says that Shufri de Rabavo was Me'en Shufri de Rabbi Yochanan, the Nafki Zehirus Minekid Befarash Asa. It's a Rashi in Ksubas Daf Yud Zayin Amud Aleph, and it's a Rashi in Sanhedrin Daf Yud Dalet Amud Aleph. We've spoken this out a few times. So Rashi apparently, I mean, did he have a different girus than the Gemara? It's very schwer. I mean, it's a whole Gemara where the Gemara says that despite the fact Rabbi Yochanan was very handsome, he's not in the list of those Shufrei D'Rabavo Me'en. Why not? Because he didn't have a Hadras Panim. But there's a Rashi in a few places. Rashi here also quotes this Gemara. But Rashi just says, Rabbi Yochanan, Adam Yifei Tayer Haya, Domina Basaychas HaPayalim, Shufrei D'Rabavo Me'en Shufrei V'chulu. So Rashi says, V'chulu. Now what did Rashi mean with the V'chulu? So Pashit, he's just being Metzayim the sugi that we just spoke out. Now in light of Rashi's Gerson, Ksubas Yudayim and Aleph, and Rashi's Gerson, Sanhedrin, Yudayim and Aleph, I think the next word in the Vechulu was probably Rabbi Yochanan. Meaning, it's a direct hit. Rashi's quoting a Mefurish Gemara, where the Gemara talks about Shufri to Rabbi Yochanan. Our Gerson, Bava Metzia, Da Pei Dalem and Aleph, is a little bit different, because our Gemara doesn't mention Rabbi Yochanan as being Me'ein, Shufri, etc., etc. Gemara asks it as a Kasha, and the Gemara says a Teretz. Either way, there's a lot more to talk about, but we'll control ourselves and do the second half of the Daf. So yesterday we spoke about Daf Yutes Amid Beis, which is an Amid in Shas that requires an asterisk next to it. It's Pashit HaFoichba VaFoichba DeKulava. Brachas Daf Chaf Amid Beis is exactly the same thing. And son, says the Mishnah, Noshim VaAvadim VeKtanim P'tur MiKriyishma. Noshim, Avadim, and Ktanim are all potter from Kriyishma Umin HaTfilin. VeChayavim B'Tfila UbeMezuzah. So the Mishnah discusses Noshim Avadim and Ktanim, whether they're Chayiv and Potter in five very important mitzvahs. Kriyishma, Tfilin, Tfila, Mezuzah, and Berchus HaMazon. What's the halacha? They're Potter from the first two, Kriyishma and Tfilin, and they're Chayiv in the latter three, Tfila, Mezuzah, and Berchus HaMazon. So let's jump right into the Gemara. It says the Gemara, Kriyishma. So we said that Noshim, Avadim, and Ktanim are Potter from Kriyishma. So first Noshim. It's obvious that they're Potter from Kriyishma. Why? Mitzvahs Esish as Mangaramahu, V'chol Mitzvah Seish as Mangaramahu. Noshim Turois. We know that women are Chayiv in all Noisases. They're Chayiv in all Mitzvahs Seish in as Mangaramahu. They're Potter from all Mitzvahs Seish as Mangaramahu, with a few exceptions. But for the most part, they're Potter from all Mitzvahs Seish as Mangaramahu. Any mitzvah that's bound by time, Noshim Apotter. What's the reason for it? It's because women are not balabatim on their own time. Because a woman is meshubet her husband, she has to take care of her family. So how could you tell a woman that she has to make the Magen Avraham Zman Kriyishma? It's not fair. I mean, what do you mean? What if she has to take care of her children at that time? So any mitzvah, even mitzvahs deiraisa, dalet minim, soke, any mitzvah that's Zman Gerama, Noshim Apotter. But the point is that's something that everybody knows. So afraid to go by. I need a Mishnah Masechtas Brachas Daf Chav to tell me that Noshim Apotter from Kriyishma, pshito, it's a mitzvah seishas mangarama. Women apotter from mitzvah seishas mangarama, says the Gemara. Madu Tema, I would have thought Kriyishma is different. Because Hoyle V'Isbel Malcha Shemayim Kamashwa. Meaning it's true, the mitzvah to recite the three parashis of Kriyishma is a mitzvah seishas mangarama. But what's the point of saying Kriyishma? It's Kabbalah of Malcha Shemayim. That's something that women have a shaykhas to as well. Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad is something that relates to women just as much as it relates to men. So you would have thought that being that this mitzvah is at its essence, Kabbalah Sol Malcha Shemayim, which is something that women have a connection to, so maybe they should be chayiv in Kriyishma, Kamash Malon, they're going to be part from Kriyishma. So although it would seem at first glance pshita that women should be potter from Krishma, the Mishnah still felt it had to mention it, but at the end of the day, they are potter. And the reason that potter is, because it is a mitzvah seishas man grobin. Now, why are avodim and ketan and potter from Krishma? So avodim, that's because we're dealing, of course, with an Eved Kanani. An Eved Ivri is a full-fledged Yid. We mean a non-Jew that was sold as a slave, back in the day, to a Jew, who had to go through a miktsas geiris. He's a Yisroel b'mikzas, Lashon HaRama m'yad chazaka, and as a result, he was chayiv in certain mitzvahs. So if you're Yisroel b'mikzas, which mitzvahs are you chayiv in? The Eved Kanani and the Shifcha Kananis were chayiv in every mitzvah that a woman is chayiv in, potter from every mitzvah that a woman's potter from. Also, if a woman's potter from Krishma, because it's a mitzvah, she's man garamba, even though they would have been a havam, you know. So that's why an Eved Kanani will be potter as well. What about a katan? A cotton's potter from all mitzvahs. Stating that, if you take a look at Rashi, Rashi says, ketanim means afilu cotton shegi lechinuch. There's an extra chiddush in this Mishnah. I mean, this Mishnah is not just telling me what everybody knows, and that is that ben yud gimel the mitzvah is chazaka derava. That's not what this Mishnah is coming to tell me. That's something we're supposed to know already. What the Mishnah is saying is a chiddush. Even though a father has a mitzvah to be mechanech his children, even the ketanim, so you would have thought that at the very least, why should Kriyishma be different? Says Rashi, afilu katan shegiya lechinuch, lo hitilu al aviv lechanchoi b'kriyishma. And the reason is, lefi she'enei motzui tamid kishemigiyas man kriyishma. It's a practical problem, because man kriyishma is in the morning, and the assumption is, the father's not home, to be mechanachim. So if he's not around, so how could he be mechanachim? Tosfos asks Akasha, we spoke this out on Daf Beis, and that is that, how could you say that a katan shegiya lechinuch, the father doesn't have a mitzvah to teach him Kriyishma? The Gemara says above Masechta Sukkah, Membeis Amud Aleph, Katan Heyidei Ledaber, when a child learns how to talk, what's the first thing his father tells him? Avim Lamdoi Torah, the Kriyishma. Right away, tells him Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. Those are the first words that are supposed to come out of the mouth of a child. And here you're going to tell me that when it comes to mitzvahs chinuch, Kriyishma somehow is different. The Tosfos learns differently than Rashi. We're talking about katan shelo yigiyah lechinuch. But of course, a katan shelo yigiyah lechinuch, machlekes Rashi Tosfos, where the father has a mitzvah to be mechanech Kriyishma, according to Tosfos, the first thing a father is supposed to teach a child, according to Rashi, no. Even though there's a mitzvah chinuch, and maybe it's a deraisa, and all the raid as it relates to mitzvah chinuch, somehow Kriyishma is actually a lesser madriga. So that's as it relates to Kriyishma. The second thing was, umin ha-tfilin, says the Gemara Pshita, that's also pashit. Why is that pashit? Because tfilin is also a mitzvah saseishas mangarama. You put on tfilin during the day, not at night. Also, you don't put on tfilin on Shabbos and Yom Tov. So it comes out, it's also a mitzvah that's somehow bound by time. So if it's mugbul by his man, shouldn't it be pshita? So the Gemara says, yeah, but now the tema, I would have thought, hoyo ve'iskish le mizoz. I would have thought, the pasuk says, ukshartam lo'isla yodecha v'ayur l'taytoviz b'nei necha, that's tefillin. And then it says, ukshaftam al mezuzah b'sach v'sharecha, which is mezuzah. Mezuzah is a mitzvah esesh she'in as man garama, that women are chayivin. So you would have thought that maybe the chayivin tefillin as well, kamash v'lan. By the way, here too, the same achleik as Rashi Tosfos, because noshin va'avadim v'ktanim, Pturim mina kriyishma umina tefillin. That means avadim and ketanim are also potter from tefillin. Avadim, anything a woman's potter from, an eved's going to be potter, but ketanim again. So why is a cotton potter from tefillin? So pashit says Tosfos, we're talking about a cotton shlo yigiyah lechinuch. But enochinami, a cotton shegiyah lechinuch will be chayiv. Rashi l'shitase says no. Even a cotton shegiyah lechinuch, just like there's no mitzvah chinuch by Kriyishma, what the Mishnah is saying is there's no mitzvah chinuch when it comes to tefillin as well. Why not? So Kriyishma, Rashi gave a reason, because the father's not around bizman Kriyishma. Rashi says, tefillin, top Rashi on the Amid Mishum, the stam katan any day lishmer gufoy shlo yafiach behen. The tefillin needs to be kept b'tahayra, kalisha bal knafayim, like the Gemara says. A person has to make sure that when he wears tefillin, his body is clean, the cotton is not mature enough to do that, and as a result, Rashi holds, even though there's a mitzvah chinuch, but when it comes to tefillin, just like Kriyishma, there won't be a mitzvah chinuch. V'chayovim b'tefillin. Then the Mishnah said, there's three things that Noshim Avadim Ketanim are chayivin. Tefillah, that means davening, mezuzah, and birchas hamazon. Says the Gemara, why women chayiv in tefillah? The rachmeinu, because it's all about rachmin. It's all about asking Hashem for things. This is something that women, you know, also have things that they need to ask Hashem for. Says the Gemara, and it's really a chiddush. Why? Because ma'al the tema I worth the whole viksim. But says regarding tefillah, erev avayikav tzarayin, kmitzas eshes mangaramadami. So you would think it should be a mitzvah eshes mangaramah kamash malon that. Pashit, the Kamash Malon is a big discussion in the Achrayna, what the punchline is. What's the Kamash Malon? But Pashit, the Kamash Malon is that even though it's a mitzvah seishas mangaroma, Krishma is a mitzvah seishas mangaroma, even though it's in the morning and at night, So this is also mitzvah shel magro, even though it's in the morning and the afternoon and at night. But kamash blon that it's rachmi. I mean that it's rachmi. Nashama gonna be chayv. Ube mezuzah. Mezuzah nashama chayv as well. Says the word pshita. That's obvious. It's the word ma'ud. The time I would have thought halvi iskish le talmud Torah. I would have thought that being that mezuzah is iskish le talmud Torah. V'limadetem oisem as b'neichem le daber bam. And then the next pasuk is uchsavtem al mezuzah is besach v'sharecha. So I would have thought that being the two are compared to each other and mezuzah nashama chayv. So maybe they should be chayv in talmud Torah as well. Kamash Malon, that, Tam Torah, Noshima Potter from. So I would have thought that they should be Potter from Mezuzah as well, just the opposite. Kamash Malon, that they're Chayiv and Mezuzah. Ube Birchas HaMazon, says Gemara Pshita. Why would you think that women should be Potter from Birchas HaMazon? Again, it's a mitzvah say, She'in is man Gerom. So I would have thought, Ha'ovik Siv, being that the Pasuk says, That Yoimer Moshe, Betes Hashem Lochem Bo Erev, Bosor Lechol, Velechem Ba Boiker Lushmoyah. So this is in the context of the Mon and the Slav. So you'll eat meat at night, and you'll eat bread in the morning. So it sounds like, when do you eat bread? In the morning. So meaning, when do you bench? In the morning. Oh, so it's kmitzah seishas mangarabadami. Pashachris. You don't wash at night, you wash in the morning. So maybe it's a mitzah seishas mangarabadami. Kamash one, it's not a mitzah seishas mangarabadami. Amar av adabarahava. Noshim chayyava is bekiddush hayom dvartay. So the Mishnah said, noshim avodim and ktanim, but let's focus on noshim, as it relates to the sugyas. A potter from krishma and tefillin, the chayiv and tefillah, mezuzah, and birchas hamasa. Said Rav Adi Bar Ahava, what about another mitzvah? What about kiddush? A noshim chayiv and kiddush, or they're not chayiv and kiddush? So there's a mitzvah, asei doiraisa, to make kiddush on Shabbos. It says in the Torah, Zohar is yom haShabbos lekachoy. It's one of the Ten Commandments. It's in the Aseres Adibras, which means that on Shabbos you have an obligation to declare verbally that today is a holy day. Noshim chayava, that's the mitzvah of Zohar Siyam HaShabbos Lekachay. So the question is, are women chayva, women potter? Said Rav Adi Bar Ahava, Noshim chayava is because of Yom Dvar Torah. I'm afraid tomorrow, why? Mitzvah Seishas Mangaramahu, when do you make Kiddush on Shabbos? One day a week. V'chol Mitzvah Seishas Mangaramah Noshim Turis. I'm Rabbaya. So Abaya said, you're right. Smidi Rabban. I'm only Rav. So Rav told Abaya two things. Number one, Vod Dvar Torah Kama. Rav Adi Bar Ahava didn't say Midr Rabbanan. He said Dvar Torah. Dvar Torah sounds like it's Midr Raisa. V'oid kol mitzvah seyna chayvina Midr Rabbanan. If you're going to tell me that women are chayiv in Kiddush, even though it's a mitzvah seyna mangaroma, why? Midr Rabbanan. If that's the case, I mean, why don't we say that Noshim are chayiv in all mitzvah seyna mangaroma Midr Rabbanan? That's not true. A woman doesn't have to sit in a sukkah, not Midr Raisa, and not Midr Rabbanan. Elam Arava. So Rava said, I think that Rav Adi Bar Ahava said Noshim chayiv is b'kiddush hayoyim. He didn't mean like you Abaya Midr Rabbanan. He meant Midr Raisa. Why? It's a mitzvah seyna mangaroma on Makro, because the pasuk says Zocher Siyam HaShabbos Lekachay. And the pasuk also says Shomer Es Yoyim HaShabbos Lekachay. And we learn from there, Kol Sheyeshnoi B'Shmira Yeshna B'Shchira. Anyone that is obligated in Shomer Siyam HaShabbos Lekachay is obligated in Zohar Siyam HaShabbos Lekachay. Now, what does Shomer Siyam HaShabbos Lekachay mean? It's all the Loisa says of Shabbos. Noshim HaChayiv and all Loisa says. So, Vahani Noshi, Hoyo V'Isnu B'Shmira, being that they're included in the Isser of Shomer Siyam HaShabbos Lekachay, Isnu B'Shchira, they're included in the Mitzvah Saseh of Zohar Siyam HaShabbos Lekachay as well. So, Rav Adi Bar Ahava said, Noshim Chayovo is B'Kiddush Hayoyim. Dvar Torah, we have a machlokes Abaye v'Rava, what that means. According to Abaye, it means Noshim HaChayiv and Kiddush Midrabanon. According to Rava, Noshim HaChayiv Midor Raisa. According to Abaye, it's Midrabanon. Okay, it's a Din Rabanon. According to Rava, that it's a Din Dei Raisa. What's the pshat? It's a mitzvah seishas mangaroma. Says Rava, because there's a special hekish in Shabbos between the mitzvah's essay of Shabbos and the mitzvah's lois essay of Shabbos. Zocher Siyam HaShabbos Lekachay and Shomer Siyam HaShabbos Lekachay. Being that women have Shomer Siyam HaShabbos Lekachay, so too they have Zocher Siyam HaShabbos Lekachay as well. Omer Rabino L'Rava. Noshim B'Birchas HaMozay. Da'i Raisa D'Rabbana. So the Mishnah said that women are chayiv in Birchas HaMozay. But Rabino wasn't sure. Is that Midday Raisa that the Chayiv in Birchas HaMazon? Or is it only Midday Rabbanan? So he said, Lamay Nafkimino. What's the difference? Manav Shachta after bench. He says, no, Lafuki Rabbi, Yudei Chayvasan. Could a woman be Moitzi, a man, with benching? A man eats, a woman eats, and that woman's going to be Moitzi a man. Can she or can she not? Ia Midday Raisa, if she's Chayiv in benching Midday Raisa. So she has the same Day Raisa obligation to bench like the man does. Osi Day Raisa, Umapik Day Raisa. So she's Chayiv Midday Raisa, she can be Moitzi a man. That's Chayiv Midday Raisa. Ia Midday Rabbanan. But if she's only chayiv in the rabbanon and havi sheinu b'chuyi b'davar, so it comes out on the deraisa level, she's not chayiv. The chol sheinu b'chuyi b'davar, and he might say, "Rabbi, they chayiv also." So if she's only b'chuyi in the rabbanon, she wouldn't be able to be might see a man. That's chayiv in deraisa. So that was the shaila. Omli rabino the rava, noshe b'berachas amos in deraisa. What's the nafkamina? Could she be might see a man? Now the Rishonim already asked. It would seem to be more obvious nafkaminas. such as if she has a suffix, whether she benched or not. Does she have to bench over or not? If it's a birchas hamazon's deraisa, it's a sveik deraisa l'chumra. If it's only midrabanan, it's sveik drabanan l'kula. So it's not clear why the Gemara picked this nafgamina. But as always, declared Ravina to Rava, says the Gemara Toshma, emes amru from a braisa. Ben mevarich la'aviv, a child can be moitzi his father with benching. The eved mevarich la'rabbi, an eved kanani can be moitzi his master. The isha mevareches la'bayil, and a woman can be moitzi a man. Avlo amru chachamim, the chachamim said, tovim me'era, la'adam shishto yabana mevarich la'i. It's not a good thing. Me'era is a lashon of klala. Person should be cursed that has to come on to his wife and his children. Meaning, you shouldn't need your wife and your children to be mitzvah. You should know how to bench yourself. Says the word. Yeah, but bishloim de raisa. Bishloim, if a woman is chayim de raisa, I understand. Before a raisa, that a woman can be mitzvah your husband. Asi de raisa, umapik de raisa. Liamit de rabbanon. But if you tell me it's with the rabbanon, asi de rabbanon, umapik de raisa. Meaning, which was the other side in Ravina Shaila. So, in other words, before a raisa. What was the Shaila? Not women are chayim brachsam asin de raisa, but the rabbanon. That should give me my tzimah. Something more says, "Lit tamei katan bar chiyuvu is a katan chay mid deraisa. A katan certainly not chay. He's not chay in anything mid deraisa. And the same braisa says that a katan can be mitzi his father. Ella hachav mayaskin going to achal shiur derabana. Must be talking about where the father is also not chay in benching mid deraisa. How's that? He didn't eat a shear that would be mechayiv him in benching mid deraisa, but he did eat a shear to be mechayiv him in benching mid derabana. What's the shear that you have to eat in order to be chayiv in benching mid deraisa? To be full. V'yachalta v'savata v'erachta. That's the pasuk in the Torah that mentions benching, and it says clearly v'savata. How much do you have to eat midrabanan? That's a machlokes Ramei Rabbi Yehuda, either a kezayas or a kebeya. The point is, hacha b'maya skinu where he ate a shid midrabanan. He's also only mechoy midrabanan. That's why his son could be mitzim. That's why his wife could be mitzim. But there's no raya from here that had he been chayiv and benching midday raisa, that his wife would have the ability to be moitzim. Darish Rav Aviru, zimnin amala mishmeid Rav Ami, v'zimnin amala mishmeid Rav Asi. So apparently Rav Aviru heard this following statement, both from Rav Ami and from Rav Asi. And sometimes he would say it over in the name of Rav Ami, and sometimes he would say it over in the name of Rav Asi. I saw that the Bnei Yisoschar in the Sefer Magid Taluma on this Gemara says that you see from here, even though there's an idea of that you're supposed to say over something in the name of the person that you heard it from. What if you heard something from two people? So do you have to be medakdek and say it over from both? So he says, this Gemara, that's the significance. This is many places in Shas, by the way. What's the punchline? There's a halacha you learn from here. That if you heard something from two gedolim, you don't have to say it over in the name of both. If you say it over in the name of one, that would be fine. Either way, what did he hear from Rav Ami and Rav Asi? Says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't take Shoychad. Additionally, he's Loyis upon him. He doesn't show any favoritism. I mean, there's no such thing that a person stands in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and he's going to get preferential treatment. Hashem is a Loyis upon him. So the Malachim told Hashem, it's not true. Because you see that when a Yid stands in front of you, Hashem, you are Nois upon him. We say it in Birchas Kayanim, Yis Hashem upon him. Amalehem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told the Malachi Asharis. It's true. But the Chila yes upon him. Should I not be Masi upon him? Should I not show favoritism to the Yidden? Kosafti b'lohem b'Torah. I wrote in the Torah. V'achalta v'savalta v'rachta s'shem alekecha. V'hem medaktigin al atzman ad kezayas v'ad kabeya. They bench, even if they only ate a kezayas, even if they only ate a kabeya, and as a result, it's true, I do show favoritism to them. Exhales. Either way, it's a short omid, a light omid, but there's a lot going here. So this is miotakamus v'roiv ha'echas. It's very hard to pick, you know, really where to focus the raid. So we'll speak out one ha'ara that really straddles three ideas that the Gemara spoke about here on Dav Chof Amid Beis. And that is, Omer Rav Ada Bar Ahava. Rav Ada Bar Ahava said, Noshim Chayavois B'Kiddush Hayom Dvar Torah. Women are chayiv in making Kiddush on Shabbos Midai Raisa. And the Gemara brought a machlokes Abaye v'Rava, what Rav Ada Bar Ahava meant. Abaye said, he means midrabbana. And achai midai raisa. Kiddush is a mitzvah seishas mangaroma. And everybody knows, kol mitzvah seishas mangaroma nashim turis. Rava said, no, it's not mashma that that's where Rav Ada Bar Ahava meant. He said, nashim chayovis bekiddush liyom dvar Torah. It sounds like women achayev midai raisa. And said, Rava, that's what Rav Ada Bar Ahava did mean. If so, isn't it a mitzvah seishas mangaroma? So he said, it is, but this is an exception to the rule. Because Amna Kra, Zohar Seim HaShabbos L'Kachoy, and it says Shomer Seim HaShabbos L'Kachoy. And we learn a hekesh between Zohar and Shomer. Kol she'yeshnoi b'shmira, yeshnoi b'shchira, v'kol she'enoi einoy, but hani nashi hayo ve'isnu b'shmira isnuhu b'schira. There's a hekesh between the loisa says of Shabbos and the essays of Shabbos. I mean that women are obligated in the loisa says of Shabbos. It's for that reason they're obligated in the essays of Shabbos as well. This halacha, Rava's halacha. Rava's understanding of Adar Bar Ahava is brought down in Shulchan Aruch. It's in Hilchos Shabbos. It's in Erechaim Simin Reish Ayin Aleph Zivkotim Beis. Says the Mechaber, Noshim Chayoveis Bekiddush. Afal Pishu Mitzvah Zaseishas Man Gerama. Mitzvah, the Iskish Zachar L'Shama. V'hani Noshi, Hoyo V'is Nuhu B'Shmira, Is Nuhu B'Shim. Says the Mechaber, based on that, I'll tell you a Chiddush L'Alocha. U'maitziyo Yisesu Anoshim. A woman can be mitzi a man with kiddush. So a man comes home from shul, he doesn't want to make kiddush, his wife's willing to make kiddush, she can be mitzi him. Why? Because mean that she's chayiv just like he is. So even though the custom is that a man is mitzi his wife with kiddush, doesn't have to be that way. A woman can be mitzi a man. How do I know that, says the Shulchan Aruch, based on the sugi that we just learned? Because if a woman is chayiv in kiddush medayraisa, she's the same mechuyiv bedavar that a man is. So what's the difference between a man being mitzi his wife or the wife being mitzi her husband? Now the truth is, there is a little bit of a kiddush, and the Noisa Kalim on the side of the Shulchan Aruch, the Magen Avraham, and the Taz already speak out, and that's because Tosfos and Masechtas Megillah Daf Dalet Amud Aleph brings a shitas habehag. But he brings a shita zabahag that says that even though Rabbi Shua ben Levi famously said Nashim Chayavis b'mikim regila sha'af hein hoyu b'yisanes, but a woman can't be mitzi a man his chi of mikra megillah. It's a shita zabahag, and it's not clear what the reason is. The Shagasari and Turi Evan says a bunch of shatim, but that's the shita of the Bahag, and that's brought down in Shulchan Aruch, that a woman can't be mitzi a man with mikra megillah. So the Noisa Kalim speak out that it is a little bit of a chiddush, this mechaber, because even though the math works out in cheshbon, woman's chayim deraisa, man's chayim deraisa, so based on that, she should be able to be mitzi a man. But it's not true, because you see, when it comes to being mitzi someone with a chi of kriya, there is a distinction between a man to a woman and a woman to a man. Exhibit A is mikra megillah. Either way, I am the Noisa Kalim to address that issue. It's Yaduah that the Noid of Yehuda, in his Dogel Mervava, said that if this is true, that Noshem Achayev in Kiddush, Afal Pishu, Mitzvah Zaseish, Has Mangaroma, Midai Raisa, like Rava's understanding of Rav Adar Bar Ahava, Masechtas Brachos, Dav Chof Amud Beis, I have a major problem about something that goes on in Jewish homes every single Friday night. But one Hakdama, and that is, when we make Kiddush on a glass of wine. It's based on a Gemara. The Gemara says, Zochar Seyem HaShabbos L'Katshoy, Zochrei Wal Hayayin. Stating that, there's a big machloikis Rishonim, where the Kiddush Al Hayayin, is that a Chi of Deiraisa? Or is that only a Chi of Derabbanan? The Rishonim that say that it's Midairaisa. It's part and parcel of the Mitzvah Deiraisa. So if a person would just get up, and he would say, Vayere Vayivoyker, start in the middle of the Pasuk, Yoy Mashishi Vayichulu HaShemayim, and he would make Kiddush without a glass of wine, without a Boire Priyagofen, there's some say he'd be Yoitzes Mitzvah Deiraisa. You didn't have wine, you didn't make the Boire Priyagofen. That's all Midrabanan. Midrabanan, maybe you weren't Yoitzah. But Midrabanan, for sure, you would be Yoitzah. The others that say no. That Kiddush Al Hayayin is part of the Mitzvah Deiraisa. And just like if you don't make Kiddush, you can't be Yoitzah in the Mitzvah Deiraisa. If you make Kiddush but you didn't have a glass of wine, you also can't be Yoitzah in the Mitzvah Deiraisa. The Machloikis really revolves, it hinges on how to understand the Gemara in Masechtas Nazir, Daf Gimel Amud Beis on the bottom, that goes to Masechtas Nazir, Daf Dalet Amud Aleph on the top. Ayin Shah. But that's the Machloikis Rishayim. Magen Avraham, right here, in this sugya, in Erechayim Simen Reish Ayin Aleph, brings the Shitas HaRambam, Kosef HaRambam, Kiddush HaYoyim Deiraisa, Belo Yayin. Midday rice, you don't need wine. V'rabbanan tiknu al hayayin. It's the rabbanan that will misakein that it should be al hayayin. Says the Magen Avraham, if that's the case, I'm going to tell you something that at first glance sounds like a chiddush, but really after further review, it's very pashut. And that is that when a person davens ma'irif Friday night in shul, on Shabbos, he's mekayim as mitzvah saseh day rice of kiddush. Why? Because if you don't need wine, what is the mitzvah? Zocher seyem Shabbos l'katshoy. You have to declare that today is Shabbos. When you daven Friday night, v'shon ruvnei yisrael sa Shabbos, v'yichul ha-shamayim v'aretz v'chol, you cannot make kiddush already in Shemay Nasra. So l'chura, the only thing you don't have is, right, the wine. But if you tell me that wine's not ma'akiv, the mitzvah day reisa, then l'chura, you're already yoitza, your mitzvah day reisa. Azayzach the Magen Avraham, says the Noid of Yehuda, in Dogel Mervava, right here on the side of the Shulchan Aruch, he says, with this hakdama, I don't understand. He says, a man comes home from shul Friday night, presumably he davened Ma'ariv. So if he davened Ma'ariv, he was already Yoitza, his mitzvah's Esed Deiraisa, of Zochar Seim HaShabbos HaKachi. Which means at this point, he doesn't have a Chiv Deiraisa to make Kiddush anymore. He has a Chiv Derabbanan. Because he didn't make the Kiddush Alayay. But Mid-Deiraisa was already Yoitza. His wife presumably didn't have a Ma'ariv. And as a result, she's chayev in Kiddush Midday Raisa. That's the Lashon of the Shulchan Aruch. Nashim chayavos b'Kiddush Hayoy. So it comes out, the man is a mechuyev in Kiddush Midday Rabbanon. The wife is a mechuyev in Kiddush Midday Raisa. If that's the case, Freit the dog Marova, how can a man be might see his wife with Kiddush? He is only mechuyev Midday Rabbanon. She is mechuyev Midday Raisa. How could someone that's mechuyev Midday Rabbanon be might see someone that's mechuyev Midday Raisa? And by the way, if you're not sure that that's a problem, learn brachas tafchav on the days. Because the Gemara said that if women are potter from Birchas HaMazon, they wouldn't be able to be might see men who have a chiyev Birchas HaMazon. Why? Even though she's maybe mechuyev Midday Rabbanon, right? That was the sugya. Gemara wasn't sure. She chayev Midday Raisa at the Rabbanon. If she's only chayev the Rabbanon, she can't be mighty man. Because someone that's mechuyev in something mid the Rabbanon can't be mighty someone that's mechuyev mid the Raisa. So Frank and I, the Yehuda, forget about how women are mighty men. That the Magen Avraham and the Taz talk about. I have a bigger problem. How are men mighty women? What do you mean? It's poshut. No, because he daven ma'ariv. So if he daven ma'ariv, he was already yoitz's mitzvah de Raisa. She didn't daven ma'ariv. So she's still mechuyev de Raisa. He's a mechuyev de Rabbanon. She's a mechuyev de Raisa. How could a mechuyev de Rabbanon be mighty a mechuyev de Raisa? Says the Night Yehuda, this was my big suffix. This is something that bothered me. So he said, but the truth is you have to add one layer. Why? Because at first glance, you'll tell me, maybe it's not such a big problem. And based on the Gemara, in the Sechtes Rosh Hashanah, Dav Chof Tes Amir Aleph. The Gemara over there is discussing the mitzvah of Tkiyah Shofar. But the Gemara there says a principle that really is Nogeya all mitzvahs. Kol HaBrachos Kulon. All brachos. Birchos HaMitzvahs. Afal B'Shei Yotzah. Even if a person was Yotzah already, the mitzvah, he made the bracha already. Might see he can make the bracha for somebody else. So, for example, somebody didn't hit Kiyah Shofar. So he goes over to a friend. He knows he's about to Kiyah. I couldn't come to Shul. I didn't hit Kiyah Shofar. Can you blow Shofar for me? He says, sure, I'll blow Shofar. So when we hit Kiyah Shofar in Shul, us, the Kahal, doesn't make the Birchas HaMitzvahs. The Baal Tekeya makes the bracha. We're Mechavin. And we're Yoitza, the bracha, with him. What about in this case, where the Baal Tekeya made a bracha already? Now he's blowing for you. So who should make the bracha? Should you make the bracha, or should he make the bracha? So, I don't know the katrila, but la halacha, for sure, the Baal Tekeya can make the bracha on behalf of the person that he's blowing shofar for. What do you mean? How could he make a bracha? You make a bracha when you're mechuyev in a mitzvah. He's not mechuyev in a mitzvah anymore, says the Gemara. It's true. But kol ha-bracha is kulon. Afal pi sheyotza moitzi. If I'm being moitzi you in a bracha, I can make the bracha. You say amen, and it's the same thing. Now what's the pshat? Sounds like a big chiddush. If I'm not mechuyev to make a bracha, how could I make a bracha? Not just that, it's a bracha levatala. A bracha levatala is very, very chomor. So if that's the case, why is it okay? Rashi, one line. Shari kol Yisrael na raven zebezel mitzvahs. It's like a Rashi right here, Rosh Hashanah, daf chav tes amarav. Because we know kol Yisrael na raven zebezel. Now usually when you think of kol Yisrael na raven zebezel, it's just like a feel-good comment. Oh, we're all together. We're all raven zebezel, achtus, right? Achtus 101. Kol Yisrael na raven zebezel. But the truth is, kol Yisrael na raven zebezel is a very powerful, very important halachic principle that says that a yid isn't just mechuyev to do mitzvahs for zich. A yid has a real obligation. What's an arev? An arev is someone that co-signs a loan. So Ruvay lends money to Shimon, he lends him $1,000. Kesef minalon, I don't have. If you're an arev, you're now mechuyev. So there's a concept that if the loiva doesn't pay his loan, I have a real chushin mishpat obligation to pay the loan on behalf of the loiva. It's a real hischaivos. Kol Yisrael Raven Zalazan means that Reuven wakes up in the morning on Rosh Hashanah, he has a chiv to hear shofar, but he also has to make sure that Shimon hears shofar. Now, Shimon's the loiva. So really, Shimon is the first layer of he has to work on it first. But let's say Shimon is lax. Let's say Shimon couldn't go to shul, and he has no way of blowing shofar, so now it's Reuven's chiv. Just like it's Shimon's chiv, it's Reuven's chiv. He's a real arev. Kol Yisrael Raven Zalazan. The Gemara talks about this at length in Masechta Soita Daf Lamed Zayin Amid Beis. That's Exhibit A for the sugya of Kol Yisrael and Raven Zalazah. And the Gemara says when the Yidden stood at Har Sinai and Har Grizim and Har Evel, and they were mekabel with a bris and shvuos and olois that they will keep the mitzvahs, they weren't just mekabel that they would keep the mitzvahs, they were mekabel that Yenim would keep the mitzvahs as well. Kol Yisrael and Raven Zalazah. So it comes out that Reuven is a shtikol mechutin in Shimon's mitzvah. So if he's a shtikal mechutin, so it makes sense why he can make a bracha for him. Aval pisha yatsa maisi. So this is the rule. So even though I'm not mechuyev to make a bracha, aval pikein, I could be. Now there is one exception to the rule. And that's a birchas hanenet. Chutz mi birchas halechen, u birchas halyayin, she'im lo yotza moitzi, but im yotza ene moitzi. A birchas hanenet is going to be different. With that, hakdama, says the Noid of Yehuda, in the Dogam Ravava. So maybe that's the Eitzah. It's very simple. A man comes home, and he now wants to be moitzi his wife with Kiddush. What's Kiddush? That's not the Bayer Priyak often. The Kiddush is the first bracha that you make. I'm a Kaddish HaShabbos. So that's, you want to go now and you want to be Moitzi your wife. You're ready, we're Yoitzi the Mitzvah. When were you Yoitzi the Mitzvah? When you make Kiddush. So it comes out you're only Mechuyim the Rabbanan. Your wife is Mechuyim the Reis. So how could you be Moitzi here? Oh, the Teretz is very simple. Brach is Tav Chav Tes. The Gemara says, Afal Pishe Yotza, Moitzi. So even though you were Yoitzi, your Mitzvah's Kiddush already, but I could go ahead now and I could be Moitzi you. Oh, very Gishmak. So Enochanami, the man's not going Chayim the Rabbanan. She's Chayim the Reis. Ordinarily Mechuyim the Rabbanan. That's before the sugi of Kol Yisrael Arevim Zalazah. But here you have Arvis. Bezok the dog and Ravava doesn't work. You know why? Because it's something that the Rosh says in our sugya. Again, just putting the whole sugya together. Something that the Rosh says. The Gemara said, are women chayv in Berchus HaMazim Midei Raisa or Midei Rabbanan? L'may nafgimino? Could a woman be Maitzi Meh with Berchus HaMazim? Can she or can she not? If she's chayv Midei Raisa, she could. If she's only chayv Midei Rabbanan, then she can. Freak the Rosh. Apella. What happened to the rule of Afal Pi Sheyotza Moitzi? Let's say she's only Chayim in the Rabbanon. So what? Why can't she be Moitzi? Now you'll tell me it's a Berchus Hanenin. So I am in the Rosh and we can work that out. But as I freak the Rosh is Kasher, Rabbeinu Asher, the Rishayim asked what happened to Afal Pi Sheyotza Moitzi? Says the Rosh, Dover Nifla, something that the Achrayim go crazy about. And that is, how does Afal Pi Sheyotza Moitzi work? It works within Arvas. Noshim Alesnu Bechlal Arvas. Women are excluded from Arvas. So if a woman is Chayiv, then she can be Moitzi. If she's not Chayiv, she's not. Zochtenoi to be Yehuda, if that's the case. We have a problem. Why? Because when the man comes home from Shul, he was ready Yoitzis Mitzvah Rice. He's only Mechuyim Midei Rabbanan. A Mechuyim, the woman is Chayim Midei Rice. We pass it like Ravas Pshana Rabbat Barahava. Noshim Chayov is Bekitta Sheyem Dvar Torah. So how could a man be Moitzi as wife? So what are you going to tell me? Rosh Hashanah Chavtes, Alpha Pisha Yatza Moitzi. The problem is that works with Kol Yisrael and Arevin Zalazah. And the Rosh Porta Haychacha from our Sugya that you don't say Arvas Benoshim. Zokta Naida Behuda, I have one Eitzah. I have one Eitzah. And this is where it ends. And that is that maybe when the Rosh said that Noshim Alesnu Bechal Arvas, what he meant to say was that a woman was, the women were not Mekabel Arvas, they're not Arevim on men's mitzvahs. But who said it means in the reverse that a man is not an Arev for a woman's mitzvah? Meaning the men were Mekabel Arvas. Bar Chayre, Bar Grizen, Bar Evel, I insight the Lamed Zion on the base. So the men were Mekabel Arvas. When they were Mekabel Arvas, they were Mekabel Arvas on every single Jew. Noshim were not Mekabel Arvas. Okay, that means that they are not Arevim on men and on other women. They're less Nubachal Arvas. But men that are Is Nubachal Arvas, maybe the Is Nubachal Arvas women as well. So it's true. A woman that's Mechuyev in Berchus HaMazim Midei Rabbanan can't be Moitzi, a man that's Mechuyev in Berchus HaMazim Midei Raisa. But a man that's only Mechuyev in Kiddush Hayoyim Midei Rabbanan could be Moitzi, perhaps. A man says the Noid Behuda, I'm not sure, this is my suffix. So the bottom line is, Noid Behuda wasn't sure that when the Rosh said Noshim Alas Nubachal Arvas, did he only mean that women themselves don't have Arvas, but men towards women do have Arvas? Or maybe it goes both ways. L'may nafgimina, this mevucha of the Dogam Ravava of the Noida Yehuda, how could a man who Davin Meir already come home and be Moitzi his wife with Kiddush? Rav Kiva Eger, right here, in his Agoyis in Shulchan Aruch, brings the Noida Yehuda. He brings the Dogam Ravava, and he says, B'mchilas kvay teirasa shal Dogam Ravava, I don't think he understood Pshat in the Rosh properly. And he brings Rayas. The Noida Yehuda understood that when the Rosh said, Noshem alesnu b'chlal arvas, it's a din, a briska din. There's something called Arvis. It relates to men. It doesn't relate to women. We just know the whole Mishnah. When women are chayiv, when the pata, when they're included, when they're excluded. Women are somehow excluded from the halacha of Arvis. Says Rabbi Kivega, there's no svara. There's no svara. You don't find it mefurish anywhere in Chazal. It's way too big of a chiddush for the Rosh to have said this by himself. That women should be excluded from Arvis. So what then did the Rosh mean? What was the Rosh's kasha? That on the tzad that women are only chayiv in Berchus HaMazim the Rabbanon, said the Gemara, they can't be moitzi men. Why not? What happened to the principle of Kol Yisrael Arevin Zalazeh, Afal Bishay Yotza Moitzi? So it's true, she's not mechuyev, but even though she's not mechuyev, why shouldn't she be able to? It says the Reb Kiveger, it means something else. It's true, Kol Yisrael Arevin Zalazeh. This is important. But that's only for a mitzvah that you're mechuyev in. So if I'm mechuyev in a mitzvah, I'm a bar chiyuva regarding a certain mitzvah. So then, not only do I have to do the mitzvah, if you're mechuyev in the mitzvah, I have to make sure you do it too. In the Kabbalah's hamitzvahs of the Yid, when he becomes 13, and he's mekabel, not just Ol Malchus Shemayim, but Ol mitzvahs. So what's Kabbalah's Ol mitzvahs? I'm taking upon the yoke of mitzvahs for myself, and every mitzvah that I'm mechuyev in, I'm going to make sure you do as well. If it's a mitzvah I'm mechuyev in, I have arvus. If it's a mitzvah I'm not mechuyev in, then I don't have arvus. The pshat in the Rosh, says Rabbi Tivager, is that on the tzad that women are only chayev in Berachas HaMazon mid the Rabbanon, it means they have no mitzvah they write in Berachas HaMazon for themselves. If they don't have it for themselves, they don't have it for Yenim either. Because arvus is a sifkotan and the ikar achiyuv. So if I have a mitzvah, then I have arvus as well. But if I don't have the mitzvah, I don't have arvus. So a man, says Rabbi Tivager, could be mitzi his wife. You know why? Because he has a chiyuv kiddush. I made kiddush already. And she's a woman, who cares? That's neither here nor there. What do you mean? Arvis benoshin, isn't there a rush? There's no such rush. What the rush was saying was that women that are less nu bichlal, so too they wouldn't have arvus, and as a result they wouldn't be able to be mighty men. What would be the nafkamina? The nafkamina would be, what about a cheresh, for example? There are other people that are exempt from mitzvahs. Would they have the halach of afal pi sheyotza mighty or not? Meaning, if pshat in the Rosh is that there's a loch of noshim are excluded. So maybe if you'd have a case of a cheresh shayt of a katan, then maybe they would not be included in this halacha. But if there's a new halacha, that every single time you're potter from something, you don't have arvus either, so then it would be negeh, a cheresh shayt of a katan as well. And Rabbi Kivager brings a raya from a Mishnah, a Masechtas Megillah. We don't really have time to go into this. But either way, this was the night of Yehuda's Kasha. He based it on his understanding of the Rosh. Rabbi Kivager clearly had a different understanding of the Rosh. Now there's a lot of raid. This is just the primer. This is Pasha at the beginning. This is the first coat of this sugya. And obviously, there's a lot to build on this. But just to end with one ha'ara. And that is, again, Nagam Ravav asked the Kasha that L'chura, the Magen Avraham says, that Kiddush Alayayin is only Midrabbanan. That means when you daven Meir Friday night, you're already Yotze in Mitzvah Dei Raisa. If you're already Yotze in Mitzvah Dei Raisa, by the time you come home from Shul, you're not Mechuyiv in Kiddush Midei Raisa. Your wife is Mechuyiv in Kiddush Midei Raisa. How can I be Mitzi my wife? I, Afal Bishi Yotze Mitzi. That's based on Kol Yisrael Ravens Alazah. And the Rosh said there's no Kol Yisrael Ravens Alazah when it comes to women. Now, the Rosh said it. Women to a man, what about man to a woman? That was the suffix of the dog and revolve in a nutshell. That was his problem. But the truth is like this. Is it so pasha that when you daven Ma'ariv Friday night, every single time, you're going to be yoytze the mitzvah? Now, the Magen Avraham says it. But the truth is, it's not so pasha in Cheshbon. I'll tell you why. Because we know, there's machloikis in Shas, we saw it briefly, we literally had a glimpse of it earlier in the Masechta, and that is mitzvah tzrichas kavana, or mitzvah ain't tzrichas kavana. So, there was a big shita in Shas that holds that when you do a mitzvah, if you want to be yoytze the mitzvah, it's not enough to do the meisim, it's not enough to sit in the sukkah. You have to be mechaven that you're sitting in the sukkah for whatever reason. Every mitzvah requires a certain kavana to be yoytze the mitzvah, in order to be yoytze. It's a man that holds mitzvah ain't tzrichas kavana. What's the halacha? The mechaber in Hilchas Krishma, our sukkah is, Simen Samach, Sif Katan Dalet says, Yesh oimrim she'ein mitzvah tzrichas kavana. The Yesh Oimrim Shetriches Kavana. Lotseis Basir Zayis a Mitzvah, Vechein Halacha. So if the Sugi wasn't confusing enough, you have a one line Halacha Chulkan Aruch, which basically leaves us hanging. Yesh Oimrim, Ein Mitzriches Kavana. The Yesh Oimrim Triches Kavana, Vechein Halacha, which is the Halacha. The Yesh Oimrim Mitzvahs ain't tzriches kavana, or the yeshayim she mitzvahs tzriches kavana. So Pashup Shad in the Shulchan Aruch is the Vechein Halacha is going back on the second shita. Yesh Oimrim, the first shita is Ein Mitzvah Tzriches Kavana. The Yesh Oimrim, the second shita is that Mitzvah Tzriches Kavana. V'chein Halacha, that Mitzvah is Tzriches Kavana. Now, Reb Kivager, as Agoyz and Shulchan Aruch, brings from the Prima Gadim, who says, no, V'chein Halacha is a Safek. The Halacha is that it's a Yesh Oimrim, and it's a Yesh Oimrim. So, if you have a Safek, let's say, or you did a Mitzvah and you didn't have Kavana. Now you have a Safek. You did a Mitzvah and you didn't have Kavana. You have to do the Mitzvah again. Because Yeshayim and Mitzvah Shrichas Kavana, you can't make the bracha. Because Yeshayim and Mitzvah Shrichas Kavana. And as a result, Safik Brachas. Safik Brachas, you go the hakel. But this is the Aloch in Shulchan Aruch. The Pashtus is not like Reb Kivager brings from the Prima Gadim, that the Vechein Aloch is going back on the second Yeshayim in the Mechaber, and that is the Yeshayim Shet Shrichas Kavana. Freak the Mishnah Brura. brings quoting the Chayei Adam. If this is the case, Heich Matzinu Yadenu V'Ragleinu B'Taryag Mitzvahs, says we have a shtickle of problem, right? Because people do mitzvahs the whole day and they're trying to be good and to serve Hashem, but very often we do mitzvahs without having kavana. So if that's the case, what mitzvah sriches kavana halacha l'maisa? Every time I did a mitzvah in my life and I didn't have kavana to be yotze the mitzvah, I'm not going to be yotze. So the Mishnah Berurah brings a tremendous limud zchus from the Chayei Adam, who said that it's true mitzvah sriches kavana. However, if you're doing something and it's obvious that the reason you're doing it is to be yotze the mitzvah, in that case, you don't have to have kavana, because why else are you doing it? So the act itself implies the mitzvah. So there you wouldn't physically have to have the kavana. When is it that mitzvah sriches kavana plays itself out lemaisa leikuva, where if I didn't have that kavana, that's if it's not nicker from what I'm doing that I was trying to be yotze mitzvah. So in that case, you'd have a problem based on mitzvah sriches kavana. But any time, it's why are you taking a palm tree on Sukkot and shaking it? Obviously, because it says in the Torah, l'kachta mechem b'yayim rishon. So that must be the reason. So in that instance, says the Chayei Adam, you don't have to worry about mitzvah sriches kavana. So where it's nicker, there you don't have to worry about it. Where it's not nicker, in that case, you do have to worry about it. Says the Mishnah Berurah in his Bir Halacha, that based on that, I'm going to be ma'ir or something. I'll just be ma'ir or something. If a person's in shul and they call him up for an aliyah, and it just so happens he's not wearing a talis, so you put on a talis, cover that tzibur, and you go up to get your aliyah. He says, I have a little issue. He says, you know why? Because there's a mitzvah to wear tzitzis. Now there's a mitzvah to wear tzitzis. There's actually an aveira. There's an iser to wear a beged shel dalit kanfos without tzitzis. Says the Chofetz Chaim, you're wearing a beged shel dalit kanfos. Now there's tzitzis on it. The problem is you didn't have kavana to be yoytze the mitzvah tzitzis. If mitzvah sriches kavana, you didn't have kavana to be yoytze the mitzvah tzitzis, it's as if you wore a beged shel dalit kanfos b'lo tzitzis. Very big chiddush. But that's what Chofetz Chaim says in Bir Halacha. If that's the case, how are you allowed to put on the talis? He says, what are you going to tell me? Every time you put on a talis, every time you put on a pair of tzitzis, you have that same problem. He says, no. Because every time you put on a pair of tzitzis, you have the Chayei Adam. Why are you wearing tzitzis? Why are there strings hanging from the corners of your cloak? Oh, because there's a mitzvah saying in the Torah to wear tzitzis. Oh, very gishmak. So then you don't have to worry about it. But over here, why are you wearing the talis? To be yoytze the mitzvah? No, you're not wearing it to be yoytze the mitzvah. You're wearing it for kavanat tzibur. So over here, you're wearing it for kavanat tzibur. So you don't have the Chayei Adam. If you don't have the Chayei Adam, hador dino, you might have an issue. Azoi shteitim bir halacha. Meaning, at the end of the day, you have to look at each act individually and ask yourself, why did I do this? Is it obvious that I'm doing it for the mitzvah? Then you don't have to worry about kavanas mitzvahs. If not, I do have to worry about it. So I ask you a question. The Magen Avraham says that you could be yoytze mitzvahs kiddush midday reis of zochas yom shabbos lekachshei when you daven Myra Friday night. Now, that's very nice. But let me ask you, mitzvah srichas kavanah. That's a whole other sugya. Hilchas kriyashma tzimit samach. Meaning the Magen Avraham is looking at it in light of Hilchas Shabbos Simin Reish Ayin Aleph. Kiddush Alayayin. It's Deiraisa. It's not Deiraisa. Zok to Magen Avraham. It's not a Deiraisa. You could be Yoytze Friday night. Wonderful. But there's another sugya that needs, there's another box that has to be checked off. And that is, there's a sugya chas called Mitzvah Sriches Kavana. So Luchura, shouldn't I have to have Kavana? So you'll tell me, who cares if I have Kavana? I have the Chayei Adam. I don't think you have the Chayei Adam. Because when you make Kiddush Friday night and you're holding a glass of wine, then you have the Chayei Adam. Why are you making Kiddush right now? Glass of wine, I understand. But why are you making Kiddush, right? So the Teretz is, oh, because it's a mitzvah in the Torah. So even if mitzvah sriches kavana, I'll be yoytze the mitzvah. But you're going to tell me the reason you daven Myra Friday night is because it's a mitzvah of zochas yom shabbos lekachshei? Most people don't even know that. That's a yedia that you have to have. That's raid. So why then did you daven Friday night? Because the mitzvah to daven Meirev. So in a chinami, for the Meirev Shabbat, you can have all the Chayei Adams in the world. But as it relates to mitzvah's kiddush, mitzvah sriches kavana, and being that we paskin mitzvah sriches kavana, so it comes out when we daven Meirev Friday night, I don't think we yoytze kiddush. You're not yoytze zochas yom shabbos lekachshei. You would have to have kavana. Hey, why is it different than when I make kiddush 5 minutes later at home? No, because there it's obvious. Because why else are you doing it? Here you don't have that cheshbin. You want to know why I'm doing it now? I'm doing it now because I'm davening Meirev. So I think it's posh. But really, it's totally in what the mechaber means when he says v'chein halacha. If when the mechaber says v'chein halacha, he's paskening mitzvah sriches kavana. So we pasken mitzvah sriches kavana. If you don't have kavana, you're not yoytze the mitzvah unless you have the Chayei Adam. Here you don't have the Chayei Adam. So we have the suffix of the Dagam or Vav, I think we were Marviach. I don't think we have to worry about it. But if when the Mechaber said V'chein Alochi met like Reb Kidega Bro from the Prima Gadim, what do you mean? It's a Sofik. So that means we could only use Mitzvah Tzrichas Kavana Mi Sofik L'Chumra. So usually Mitzvah Tzrichas Kavana is a Chumra due to Mitzvah Get. But over here, the Chumra would be maybe Mitzvah Eight Tzrichas Kavana. And as a result, I was Yoitza, like the Magen Avraham says when I daven Friday night. If I was Yoitza when I daven Friday night, then I can't be Yoitza my wife. If that's the case, it's Hadra Kushi L'Duchte, the Dagom Revav is Sofik.